the show.
Blog Talk Radio.
So glad you're here.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through. Because they built your muscle. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your
Hello, welcome to the show. This is Madeline Bass, and this is Empowering Your Mind. So excited to be here today. I know this has been one long weekend, been a lot going on, but we have to press through. Life does go on, and so we have to remember that. It sounds a little cold, but it is where it is, and we do have to keep moving forward. So I want you to stay empowered. I want you to stay encouraged, and we're empowering you to prepare, actually, for what's been going on. So today's show might sound a little cold, might sound a little harsh, but I'm wanting you to be educated, and I want you to be empowered, because these are some things that we need to focus on. And the name of the show today is Tie Yourself to Success. Make sure that your circle, you're connecting yourself to others who are wanting the same thing. Do not allow situations and circumstances, your past, even your present, to put you in such a position that you lose yourself in someone else's vision or dream, or you lose yourself in the bondage of the past with someone who's probably moved on, or you lose yourself in someone you've lost. And that's some of what we want to talk about with Palestine. We've got a flood that came through, first time we've ever had a flood to that magnitude. We've had, you know, ankle-high water, but we've never had where it's covering cars and houses, and it was just the unspeakable. We see it on TV. We see other cities, you know, get it, but you can be okay with it because those cities are maybe surrounded by water, or they're surrounded or an island. You know, we get hurricanes or beaches, but although we know that the Lake Palestine is close, we never thought it would get to the place where it would reach this far. We got a lot of rain. And unfortunately, we had six losses, the tragedy of one family with a great-grandmother and the four grandbabies, and then, of course, the gentleman who lost and left behind a wife and two children. So we want to keep those families in prayer. Excuse me. Go to Facebook, go and do Palestine, Texas, or Anderson County. Look for the GoFundMe for the family so that they can bury their loved ones. It's a big hit. It's a really big hit, especially the ones who have five family members that they have to lay to rest, and that's going to be a hard, hard thing. I know it seems like we dismissed the gentleman, but it was not a dismissal. I just believe that since there were children involved, that it took precedence, not over his life or the value of who he was. But I think that's why there wasn't a greater volume of voice. But there is a GoFundMe page out there for him. The loss is still the same to that family. So he was the man of the house. He was the breadwinner, and he was the provider. So we need to remember that, ladies and gentlemen. We need to remember, no matter how great the cost of the loss, we need to remember that it impacts the entire family, not just the ones who are immediate. Because there are some families who are very, very close. There are some families who are estranged. So we need to keep in mind, keep our mindset focused and connected to success. Even if success is not just in business, it's the success in how you handle situations, the successful attitude. It's when you complete something to a level of satisfaction. That's success. So We need to tie ourselves to those people, people who can get a prayer through. But we want to be able to also know that we can pray for ourselves, someone who will encourage you, someone who will support you, someone who is there to give you information that you need, someone that is there to just be. And that's important. We call them friendships. We call them family members. You can even have someone with that type of relationship at work. You can have a spouse, and sometimes it's children. So it doesn't matter. Put yourself in the atmosphere of people who can keep your mind going in a positive direction. That's how you remain successful. That's how you're connected to people who are successful, because they have managed to, no matter how crazy or chaotic their lives have been, they're able to move forward. They stay focused on what God has for them. Not saying that they're cold or heartless, and that's why I said this show might sound like it's a little cold, but we have to be prepared. Life insurances, it's important, and this is one of the reasons why. These are some hard things. We keep it real here at So Real. I'm empowering you with real talk. We need to have life insurance. I know a lot of people don't feel it's necessary. I'm paying a bunch of money on something I may never use. You're going to use it at some point. You're going to use it. So just know it. That's something. You may not use health care as much as you feel you should, but life insurance is going to get used. It's going to get used. And it's the most reasonable or most affordable insurance there is. Now, if you want to go and get millions of dollars of coverage on yourself or family members or whatever, because that's your meal ticket, and it sounds cold once again, but some people look at life insurance as a meal ticket. There are people who are killed over life insurance policies because they've gotten so deep in debt or made so many bad choices or maybe gotten caught in a situation where they feel like taking that other person out is their only way or taking themselves out is the only way. So we need to tie ourselves to successful people so that you can learn avenues that won't kill you, won't sacrifice, it won't break you, because these are things that we need to be knowledgeable of, ladies and gentlemen. As people of color, we are not. We are not taking care or leaving our families inheritance or even prosperity. We're not leaving our kids with the information and even the knowledge, the experience of even watching our loved ones who are more mature handle situations accordingly. You know, we teach them, oh, you don't need life insurance, that's a waste of money. You even tell them they don't need car insurance. But there are individuals who have insurance on their animals. They have insurance on their homes because you have to have it. It's not a lot to have it on your home, but those banks are going to make sure you have it on your home because they're not going to give you that type of a loan without making sure that they can't get their money some kind of way. So why not find that same value in you and your family, not just in life insurance, but health insurance? Ladies and gentlemen, we get upset about Obama doing the Affordable Care Act and it was this and that and the other, but if you really look at the cost of you having coverage, even if you're not employed or you're part-time, you can now get your own coverage as a part-time person. You used to couldn't do that. When you lose your job, you would lose your health coverage, your life insurance. You'd lose everything. But now because of the Affordable Care Act, it has it where we can get our own. Ford Cobra back in the day, nobody. Most of the time, the wealthy were the ones who were able to afford a Cobra after the fact. It's not affecting them because they're used to having that money put aside or they've prepared for the rainy day. So why are we not doing it? The people whom you have around you, what are they teaching you? What are they exposing you to? What are they encouraging you to do? Is it going to harm your family? So we need to tie ourselves to success. We need to be empowered. We need to grow daily. And like my friend Tonya said on her show today, she loves learning, and we need to educate ourselves. Even if it's not in something that you're comfortable with, on your jobs, we learn something all the time. You go into school, you've got to go to college to get your degree in whatever field you choose to be in. You've got to get the education and the knowledge. So tie yourself to success. Individuals who can help you with your schoolwork or individuals who can help you even when you get out of school, they can help you get a job. Tie yourself to success. Individuals with ministry, you got mega churches. Y'all do know their jobs in these mega churches because they need ministry leaders. They need camp instructors, dance instructors. They need finance committees, board members, individuals who are in the, unfortunately, politics is there. I mean, it's just there. It's going to be a part of everything. A church is a business, and there is a portion of the church that has to operate. That's how they become mega churches. They're a network of different things. They got doctors, lawyers who go there because the smaller churches will drain them financially dry. Because when the need is needed in a smaller church, guess who they're going to go to? The ones who have the money. That's what they do. Rather than finding other ways to generate revenue or to educate individuals who are in there, tie yourself to success. Because people will get tired of emptying their pockets to you. And these are some hard truths that I'm giving you. And like I said, it may sound a little cold, but ladies and gentlemen, we got to prepare for death as well as life. And that's a death in your business. There's a death in your ministry, a death in your church. There are churches closing their doors because people lose their jobs and they quit paying tithes or they don't give an offering. Or it has to operate the same. Small businesses, doors are getting closed because people are not shopping in their stores because the bigger stores can take the bigger loss with the dropping their prices. These are things that are happening. So there are little places called mom and pop places. Those little businesses are getting put out of business by Walmart. They're getting put out of business by the Family Dollar store. Dollar Tree is coming in and even making a move. So come on, ladies and gentlemen, the $1 stores, we need to wake up. And it's no one's fault why you're not financially stable. If you're working and you have income, look at your habits. Look at your daily habits. You know, what are your goals? What are your dreams? Even those of you who are young, now is the time. They say millennials don't trust financial planners. Why? Because they feel like we're not telling them the right things to do. They don't like people telling them what to do with their money. Well, as that parent, as the guardian or the someone that child looks up to, we need to educate our kids on how to manage money, how to make investments, you know, what type of savings accounts or IRAs or even what to do in our 401s. You know, these are some things that our children need to know, our families need to know. And otherwise, that generational curse of finances is going to be repetitive. It's going to keep up. It's going to continue to go, and it's going to be ever going. And in a situation where you've got to bury five people at one time and you do not have the funds, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of people, they say it's embarrassing. I don't want to ask nobody for no help. Well, make sure that doesn't have to happen. The community wants to help you, then that's a plus. But know that we need to do better. We need to do better. We cover and we take pride and we cover up and make sure other things are in our homes. We got these high-dollar shoes, and I promise you, somebody scuff them, you're going to have a fit. You know, our purses are everything. Your shoes and purses and clothing. That's a market where we as people of color, we keep that market hot. We don't care if we got $2 in our pocket. We're going to go and find an outfit to wear to go to the club that night to go buy some alcohol or something, and you ain't paid your rent. These are things, prioritize your money. If you don't have the money to pay your rent, your lights, your insurance, it comes out of people's paychecks because they're at a job. But what happens when you have to cover it yourself? Will you financially be able to be disciplined enough to make sure the needs of your home are taken care of first? This is what I'll tie yourself to success. Individuals that you are exposed to, open up your ears. We plug them up with our iPods because we don't want to listen to what's going on around us, and you're missing so much. Buy a Wall Street Journal. Get it online. You can go on Facebook all day long. They're giving you tips on what's the big next thing, what's the next big trend, what's the next wealth trend. Ladies and gentlemen, I know you don't want to hear it, but network marketing, direct selling is about to blow out of the water. It's going to be the next door-to-door salesman. And a lot of people turning their heads against it because they don't want to do the work. But if your job told you, all right, you have a choice. You can either learn how to work this thing from home, and we can give you the software, or you can go home and get nothing. They're going to give you those two. What would you do? To keep your job, you would learn. Now, there may be some that be like, well, I can't learn it. I'm not going to. But you're going to do what you're doing anyway, so you're just going to do it at home. And you're not disciplined with your time. You're not disciplined with learning. So it will be more challenging for you to work from home. So why not start you a home-based business, something that you can discipline yourself, so then when you get to a corporate job and then they start downsizing or want to move you to a different location move you up to another position where if you the higher you go, the bigger the workload. And ladies and gentlemen, when I tell you people look at salaried income as a good thing, when you start cutting down that thing, looking at how many hours you work versus what your check is, it don't add up. It really doesn't. It actually subtracts. And the more you make, the more they take. You get a different tax break when it comes to working your own business. And it doesn't matter what you're doing. You get a different break. You get some credits. You get discounts on your money, getting your money back. Then you can start working some things differently with your job. You'll go and work two or three jobs, but give your home-based business some attention, maybe an hour or two a day. These are some things that we need to know, and we need to tie ourselves to success. We got Robert Kiyosaki. We have Mr. George Frazier. I don't know if y'all know who he is. He is a motivational speaker. Now, there is a boxer, but this gentleman is a motivational speaker. He's an educated man who gives you highlight. Trying to think of some other people that will be really good. They call him E.T., and he's an awesome motivational speaker. And Oprah is one. She gives tips all the time on business and how to be successful. And we look at these individuals, and we see them making money. Jay-Z is a prime example. I don't really like pulling these type of people onto my show, but I need you guys to – these are people you know because of their so-called success level. That's what you call successful. But I don't want to have to keep taking from the person at the bottom to remain wealthy. That's what I don't want. And it happens in everything, the corporate world, it happens in ministry, and it's going to happen in your home-based business. So you need to have your mind made up that this is not just for me, this is for my family. Tie yourself to success, no matter who or what it is. We talk about color, we talk about individuals coming in here taking over, we talk about foreigners, aliens, you know, they're all over here coming and taking our jobs. They're not taking our jobs, we're giving them to them. We don't want to learn a second language. We don't want to teach our children to have a second language. You don't know that God may call them to be a missionary, and then God's going to send them over to another country, and they'll have to learn a second language. We want to go over to Kenya. We want to go to Africa. We want to go back to the motherland. But you have no idea how to communicate when you get there. So what are you doing? What are you doing with your time? What are you doing with your mindset? What are you doing with your future? What are you doing with your children's future? There are young people who have kids, and they're just doing their thing because as grandparents, we're not educating our children. We're not teaching them to be independent. We're not teaching them to be strong. We are teaching them to continue to live off the system. We're teaching them that somebody owes them something. We're teaching them to remain angry about their environment. If you don't like where you are, do something about it. If you're angry about the situation you're in, kids, when you get up and you get old enough, don't holler what you won't do. I ain't going to be like this when I grow up, because the harder you try not to be like something, that's all you know. It's in you. You're going to be that. There are going to be some stumbling blocks until you get to the place where you won't be that way. But you're going to run into some roadblocks because it's going to get comfortable. That's what you know, so therefore you stay in that lane. You're not willing to come outside of your comfort zone. You've got to come out of your comfort zone to get to your next level of success. And it doesn't matter what it is, whether it's on a job, whether you choose to do home-based business, whether you're growing a ministry or a church, it doesn't matter. You are going to have to grow you in order to move to your next big, to accomplish those big dreams, and to live your life of purpose, because God is not about anything small. Everything he does is big. And I use Noah a lot of times as a prime example of listening to God on some things that are outside of your box. He was building an ark, not knowing what an ark was. It was just something God gave him instruction. And, of course, God was the architect. He gave Noah a vision. And that man built that thing. It took him over 120 years, but he got it done because God gave him a vision. He told him what he was going to be doing and when and why. Rain for 40 days, but no one knew what rain was. He went to tell people, okay, I'm going to need you to come on. We're going to have to do what we do. He had an assignment, and he stuck. And when God sealed that ark, that was it. And that's how we are with our lives. Some of our children just get stuck, and that's it. This is as good as it's going to get. This is as far as I can go. I can't accomplish anything. I'm dumb, I can't learn, I'm not gifted, I'm not talented, I'm fat, I'm too skinny, I'm too short, I'm too tall. We throw all of this negative on top of them because of what we want for them. But the plan that God has for them is so much greater. and we just fill their heads up with what they can't do because we didn't get it accomplished or we weren't taught. But you're exposed all the time to something greater. You're exposed to how to get done that vision God gave you. So continue to ignore it if you want to. Think about the plan of the vision that you have for you. What are your dreams? What are your goals? And when you see that, how do you plan on getting it done if you don't have any money? How are you going to go to the bank and get a loan? Do you have a business plan in order? Do you know what equipment you're going to need? Are you going to be able to do it all by yourself? These are things. Starting small is a no-brainer. You're going to have to start small because when you're first starting, you are going to have to be the accountant. You're going to have to be human resources. You're going to have to be the housekeeper. You're going to have to be the mommy, the daddy. You're going to have to be you're going to have to still work a job because you need the revenue to get your whatever it is you're doing going. It doesn't matter if you choose to mow lawns, if you want to be a carpenter, build houses, paint houses, if you want to babysit. It doesn't matter. It's a business. And it's something that you can do to get yourself established to where you can learn and grow and build. So what, your kids don't want it? If they get up and they decide, I don't want to do the family business, what do you want? Find that out early. Teach them how to work. Give them a vision mindset, not just dreams. Martin Luther King said he had a dream. That dream has come true years ago. But we keep ourselves in that I have a dream mindset. It is now a manifestation. We need to visualize the next level. We have a black president for 2 terms. Ladies and gentlemen, there is nothing we can't accomplish. We have great neurologists. We have great doctors, scientists, professors, senators, governors, all of these individuals we have, ministers, we mega churches. People, there are individuals, white, blue, green, yellow, listening to Oprah, listening to T.D. Jakes, listening to Tony Evans, listening to Joyce Myers. They're listening to all these people. There's a female. There was a time where women didn't have a voice. But now more women are being more and more verbal in empowerment and in teaching. Why? Because we're not teaching our young boys, our man children, how to be men. And that is to provide for the home. That ain't just the work. To provide for that home means everything, spiritually, mentally, emotionally. You need to teach those little girls what a love from a father is. The true love by seeing how to love their mom, how you handle their mom, teaching sons how to handle their wives when they get them, to respect the gift that God says a woman really is. So these are some things. Tie yourself to success and quit talking about individuals who are trying to do better, who are moving toward that next. Don't criticize them because they see bigger. Be glad that individuals see bigger. We hate on trailblazers. We hate on individuals who are trying to do more. We call them white. We tell them they Uncle Tom's or they're sellouts. Because they're wanting more for their family. Stop it. But stop right now and just really look at what we're doing to our future. These kids are going to have to take care of us one day. They're going to have to take care of us. And what are we doing to prepare them for that? What are your goals? What are some things that you want? How long do you think it's going to take you to get it done? Do you have a business plan? That's the first thing you need to be trying to do is a business plan. Get your mindset together. Do pros and cons based on what you're doing now and what you want to do later. Get your prayer life together, most importantly, so you can hear God. Get some of that junk from your past out the way. So you can think clearly. We need to move forward, ladies and gentlemen. We need to move forward. And a lot of times we don't want to because we're comfortable in our mess. We're comfortable. We're comfortable in not doing better. We're comfortable in our so-called situation or as good as it's going to get. God, He has a plan for us. We read the word and we talk about how great God is and He can do anything and I got a mighty God, I serve a mighty God, until we hit a wall, until we see something that looks too big, too wide, or too deep. I can't handle it. It's too much. It's too heavy. God says He will never put more on us than we can carry. Never. Your yoke is easy, which is the Spirit of God, and the burden is light because it is what God has assigned for you. It seems heavy, it looks heavy, it looks hard in the beginning, but if you get your prayer life together and you connect your spirit to the hand of God, you will be fine. It will grow you to a level of amazing. Where is your self-confidence? Where are you confident in the God that is in you? You are the temple. You house the Spirit. You're housing him. He's there with you 24/7. But we put him in a box, and we put that lid on, we twist it really tight, and we tell our kids the same thing, that we can't accomplish anything because you're too black, or you black, period, or you come from this neighborhood, you can't do. That's so not true. You can only be a football player. You can only be a basketball player. You can only run track. There are so many things that these kids can do these days, graphics designing, computer analysts. They can be a lab tech. They can be a scientist. Come up with a cure for cancer, lupus, endometriosis. These are things. These kids are. They can be anything they want. Judges. Anything. There's a need for all types of things. They can be a hostess in a restaurant and still make a powerful living. Why? Because they will know how to manage their money. They can start at flipping burgers. So what? That's a beginning. It teaches them how to go to work and get a work ethic. That's the best place to teach a child how to have work ethic, because they're going to have to tolerate so much mess in that type of atmosphere, because that's where everybody goes to learn. They go off to college, get their education, learn how to be professional. Then they can move up, maybe work in an office somewhere, not cleaning it. They're actually working it, office manager, an executive assistant. There's nothing wrong with being an assistant, because to me, the assistant is the one that keeps the administrator in check, because they got to handle everything. Flights. You got to know how to search some stuff. Look up some deals. Find some bargains. It's okay to save them some money, because that's going to get you your bonus at the end of the year. Come on, ladies and gentlemen. We need to think differently. We need to tie ourselves to success. Dress appropriately. Learn to speak correctly. Stop letting people tell you you're talking white. You are speaking proper English. I'm Madeline Bass. I know, like I said, it'll seem like I'm being cold and I'm fussing, but ladies and gentlemen, we need to do better. And when you know better, do better. If you're tired of the situation you're in, you will do something about it. And if you're continuing to just complain about your scenario, then guess what? You're not tired. You're not tired. So tie yourself to success and go after the visions and dreams God has for you. Be who God has for you to be. Okay? Ask yourself those questions all the time. What's my goal? How do I plan on getting it? How much is it going to cost me? And then how long is it going to take me? Now I need to weigh pros and cons. Which is the best avenue? What's the best route to take? When that bank does give you the money, how are you going to go about what you need to invest in? Who to hire? What's the rate? Don't get sucker punched, people. Get educated. So I'm Madeline Bass. Dress for success. Continue to move forward and tie yourself to success in order to go get your blessing. If you don't know how, then that's why you haven't gotten your blessing. You've got to know to grow. God bless.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad.